The U.S. Supreme Court could redefine who counts as black in voting rights lawsuits. The justices will consider a case related to Louisiana's new congressional voting map. Lower courts have found the map likely violates the Voting Rights Act by minimizing the power of black voters. But Republican state officials in Louisiana are pushing back, arguing for a narrower definition of blackness. For more on this, we're joined by NPR correspondent Hansi Lo Wang. And Hansi, good to have you.
Thank you for having me.
So this case has been working its way through the courts. Now the Supreme Court could rule on it this term. Tell us more about it.
Well, it's part of a major legal battle over the Voting Rights Act at the Supreme Court. And it's drawing a lot of attention from voting rights advocates because this battle could end up making it harder to protect the political power of voters of color. What you have in this battle is two cases, one in Louisiana, another in Alabama. Both cases are over new maps of congressional voting districts, and lower courts have found that these maps were drawn in a way that likely shrinks the power of black voters. And in the Louisiana case, Republican state officials are arguing against that analysis, in part by questioning this definition of blackness that's been used for close to two decades to analyze voting maps using census data.
So remind us how this census and demographic data get used in redistricting in the first place.
Well, to enforce the Voting Rights Act, racial data from the census is often used in lawsuits to analyze the demographic makeup of a district. And, you know, in this Louisiana lawsuit, the data was used to test whether the racial makeup of congressional districts that were drawn, you know, among other factors, whether that makeup resulted in black voters essentially having less of an opportunity than white voters to elect a representative of their choice. And the thing to keep in mind is that since the Supreme Court ruled in 2003 in another redistricting case, that ruling has really, you know, set a standard that tests used in voting rights cases that focused exclusively on the voting power of black people have used the standard. And they've used census data about every person old enough to vote who identifies themselves as black on the census. And that includes black people who also checked off the box for white, Asian, or another racial category.
I see. So what are the Republican legislators arguing?
In a court filing, Republican state officials in Louisiana are calling that definition of black a, quote, independent legal error. Louisiana Republicans argue that black should only include people who check off either just the black box or both black and white and do not identify as Latino, which the federal government sees as an ethnicity that can be of any race. And the Republicans in Louisiana are also arguing that the Supreme Court's 2003 ruling for this separate redistricting case should not be applied to their case because these cases are about different sections of the Voting Rights Act.
Now, you spoke to voting rights advocates who see things differently. They argue for a more expansive definition of black. What more did they tell you about this case?
Well, this expansive definition of black that has been the standard for almost two decades, this includes people who identify as multiracial, including Afro-Latinos, for example. And this was all thought to be a settled issue since the Supreme Court's 2003 ruling. There has been no substantial debate about this definition. And it came in part after the census started allowing people to check off more than one box on forms to report their race. I've also talked to sociologists and historians who study race and racial discrimination, including Anne Morning, a professor of sociology at New York University. And Morning told me that an expansive definition of black has a long history in the U.S. with the one-drop rule that was used once to define a black person as anyone with ancestors who were considered black. And Morning says that history is still affecting people today. Let's listen.
Anti-black prejudice is a very broad brush. Many, many people get tarred with it, even if they are only half black or have more distant black ancestry. And so when it comes to the exercise of rights, I think that this is an area where basically OMB's approach to take an inclusive approach to, you know, who would count as black is one that makes sense.
So Hansi, the Supreme Court could reshape black voting power in this country. Does it look like the justices might be willing to take another whack at the 1965 Voting Rights Act?
That's a potential outcome here beyond this legal debate over who counts as black in voting maps. You know, I talked to Atiba Ellis, a professor at Marquette University Law School, who specializes in voting rights laws. And Ellis told me that this discussion that Louisiana Republicans have brought up really could feed into a push to try to erase considering race from our politics. Let's listen.
This sort of argument might signal to justices on the court who might be inclined to distrust the constitutionality of the Voting Rights Act overall, that this is a kind of manipulation of race that would reinforce their view that the Voting Rights Act ought to be held unconstitutional.
So we've got a conservative majority on the Supreme Court. Could the justices go so far as to eliminate racial factors in redistricting altogether?
That's one of the questions that folks are watching this related Alabama case. They're watching very closely, because if that is the case, it could be very hard to prove in court that there is intentional discrimination in maps that are drawn, and it could just really just gut the Voting Rights Act.
All right. Well, that's NPR correspondent Hansi Luong. Thank you so much, Hansi. We appreciate it.
You're welcome.